Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Are you overwhelmed by clutter? Do you feel stuck in life? Are you ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Individual coaching and our unique Clutter-Free Living Mastermind support people in becoming free, moving forward, and achieving success. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Today's topic is asking for support. I first want to talk a moment about word choice. I am very deliberate when I use the word support instead of help. It is a challenge as a writer because I don't like to repeat words. I use support because I see all of us as equals. To me, when using the word help, it might imply that someone is less than. I don't feel that way with the word support. To me, it makes us equals. I need computer support. That doesn't make me dumb. It's just an area I don't have much experience or expertise in. Play around with the word. See if using support works for you. It might support you in asking for support. I really wanted to say help just then. If you see it as coming from a place of being equal, as opposed to seeing yourself less than. I believe we are all connected and we're here to support one another. Yet many of us grew up with the idea that we must go it alone and be tough. We aren't meant to rely on others. For many years, I was a rock for others, but could never ask for the support when I needed it. I have learned to trust in others and believe that they are capable and won't let me down. I have many clients who have struggled to make that first call because they feel they should be able to do everything themselves. I can see and feel their relief when we get started. I also want to talk a moment about asking for support in business. Sometimes people are super competitive, or they might view someone as taking away potential income. If you come from a place of believing in abundance, you know there is enough for everyone. We all have our talents, and the people we can most assist will find us. I love connecting with others in my profession. If I'm not the right fit, I want to be able to refer him or her to someone who is. When people witness this, they are more likely to refer you as well and see the benefit of working together. So, if you need some support in business or work, consider reaching out to someone. Let go of the mental clutter that needing support is bad. It is okay to ask for support. As they say a lot in sports, you're only as strong as your weakest link. Throw the idea out the door that you have to go it alone. Many of us would be the first to offer assistance, but hesitate when we are struggling. When I work with clients, it's easy for me to offer solutions, suggestions, etc., because I'm not in the thick of it. I am neutral about the situation. Most people are going to give you a different perspective that might lead to some aha moments for you. I also suggest asking the universe, God, higher power, whatever you're most comfortable with, for support as well. Another practice I do is right before bedtime. I ask to be shown answers for a problem. Many times I've had a solution come to me in my dreams, or I wake up with the answer. I keep a pen and pad of paper on my nightstand, so if anything comes to me in the middle of the night, I can quickly write it down. You could also create a mastermind group. A mastermind group is a group of people with a common interest created to brainstorm for one another and can be truly powerful. With online tools, you don't have to meet in person. I created a mastermind group for people struggling with releasing clutter. As an exercise, I'd like you to ask someone for support with a problem you have been having or ask your higher power. Then listen. This is key. This is the other part after you've gotten over that hurdle of asking for support. Many times we get answers, but we fail to hear them. Or we get an answer that we don't like. That's our ego getting in the way. Trust you are getting the right information at the right time. Often we can't see what's ahead, but our deeper knowing is leading us in the right direction. I have learned that when I get a message in threes, that I'm being shown to pay extra attention. What can you do this week to ask for support? Do you need support in clearing out physical clutter? Have you been agonizing over a decision that's causing you a lot of mental clutter that perhaps someone could give you a different perspective on? Is there a friend in your life causing you a lot of emotional clutter by being unkind and unsupportive? Who can you reach out to that can offer you the support and guidance that you need? Maybe it's time to let that friendship go and they could offer some sage wisdom. Have you been judging yourself? Is there someone that you can seek counsel from that can help you let go of that spiritual clutter? I'm going to encourage you this week to ask for support where you need it. Go out, clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for tuning into Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique Clutter-Free Living Mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.